This week on Chicago Beer Pass, it's the day after the 4th of July, and Nick and I are still drinking. We dive into our past week, and then we got a couple great festivals happening this weekend. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And no special guest this time.
No, man. We had a good episode. Was that last week?
Yeah, last week. Yeah. Rob from Bader Brow was on.
Yeah.
And yeah, talked about like having him on two different times. Like the first time we got like the whole history of Bader Brow, and this time we kind of got like what's happening right now.
Yeah, that was cool. The tap room's up. And I like he was saying after the show, like how his strategy is going to be block by block. Like that's how they build Blue Moon, he said, you know, block by block. None of this go to these bars over here, go to these cool kid bars over here. He's like, no. Home court, block by block, and then let it spread from there. Yeah,
that's awesome to see. Yeah. And so hopefully I'll make it over there this summer.
Yeah,
it's
right?
not too far of a bike ride or anything, so should be worth it. Go back and watch that episode. There's the audio version, there's the video version, and pick up some of those cans that they got. But every week on Chicago Beer Pass, we're talking about the events we made it to, the things that are coming up that you should be checking out, and we're drinking local beer.
You're damn right we are, Brad. This is the Exiled Angel, man. This is a Belgian golden ale from Algonquin, Illinois.
Yeah, you may have seen it if you're watching the video version last week. We had I had one bottle here because we did do it on the Hopcast. That should be coming out soon. And then I had some bottles left over from that recording. So here we are finishing this six-pack.
No beer left behind, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is Exiled Angel. It sounds like I like these guys. First of all, the only time I've ever seen them was at a Belgian Fest at Clybourne. So I'm excited that they're actually in packaging. You can pick this up around town. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know too much about them. Like you said, saw them at Belgian Fest. I feel like I've seen them at another festival, but first time picking up their beer. So
yeah, and they refer to it like being, you know, deceptive and seductive. That's what the Exiled Angel references. It references the beer as far as like, hey, you know, it's a near 8% beer, but it doesn't really pour like that at all.
Yeah, there's a long story on the back of the bottle. There's even a longer story on the package here. Like it's a novel. Lots of like really good information on their package, which is I like all the information, not the like. This is
what was
a beer
that we had before. Yeah,
it was a Mooey Tongue beer. That was like, this is just the name of the beer in an orange box.
Yeah, so
I don't think they're charging by letter on your packaging.
Man, that really chapped your eye, man. That that grinds your gears. That Mooey Tongue situation, man.
So this is a 7.5% Belgian golden ale.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice. It's a little sweet. I think if it's your first beer of the night or day, it's like, whew, that packs a little bit of punch. You got to take a minute to get used to it.
Yeah, this would be really nice on a patio with some food to help stand up to that. So
for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm digging it. I don't know much about Scorched Earth Brewing, but yeah, out in the suburbs. I'm not even sure where Algonquin is totally.
I feel like it's west.
Northwest.
I feel like it's northwest. Yeah, like by Hoffman Estates. I feel like it's up in that area.
Yeah, I think so.
Schaumburg, for sure.
So we'll sip on this and what'd you do this week?
Man, hit a couple of events, man.
Okay.
All right. Went to Sox Park.
Yeah.
They had something called Specialty Beer Night. So I went there last year and it was all Miller Coors products.
Specialty Beer Night?
Right. Like
I remember us talking about this and me saying these exact things.
Yeah, so it's just like there's like 13 flavors of like, you know, Line and Kugels and like, you know, Crispin. Crispin is really good. Okay. Like too much Line and Kugels, you know, depending on who you are, might not be the best thing for you, you know. But so it's Sox Park has this every year with Miller Coors, and then that's a Miller house compared to where Wrigley is. Wrigley's mostly Bud products.
Yeah.
Right. So
mostly Goose at this point.
Yeah, mostly Goose at this point. Yeah. So one thing I like about Sox Park is that they actually have a really good presence of Midwest breweries. And right. I want to get an update at some point, because I remember Tracy Hurst had Metropolitan there, and she was saying that one of the reasons she pulled out is because, you know, they made her sell them all her beer up front. You know,
right,
so
in right.
like, you know, March and April, that pallet, you know, has to last all
just
year.
It sits there too.
So you're talking July and August, and we don't know how it's being stored, that kind of thing. So they rotate in and out every year. But Lagunitas is there and Revolution's there. And even like Hot Butcher of the World. They used to be called South Loop Brewing Company.
Oh. Okay.
And they changed their name. So even they're out there. They had a really cool black IPA in cans,
okay.
which I dug. So what I like about that space is that they're really the standard for like local beer at a big venue in Chicago, you know. So compared to like, you know, they're not doing that at Soldier Field or at the other baseball stadium.
I think United, right? They have
United Center's really good.
United Center's a little more. But yeah, no, Sox Park, always hear good things about the beer selection. There's this event, and then there's like one area, right, that has
exactly. Yeah. Okay. They've got I think it's called the Beers of the Midwest or something like that.
Okay.
And like super small. You know, I get excited when I see stuff like Pollyanna was at this place. Pollyanna's from Lamont, Illinois, right?
Okay.
And then you know, these the Hot Butcher guys. And even on a side note, like I was at this I was at a hotel, you know, I was at the Four Seasons, and you would see beers like Unani.
Yeah.
You know. And you see like, and you put Unani on a list of beer brewers in Chicago, and they got him in the bottom five as far as like volume, right? Like super
size,
small.
Yeah.
But I'm really impressed when I see these with these super small breweries at places like Sox Park and at hotels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun, man. That's really cool. So
yeah. I always forget about Unani guy. Like he kinda flies under that radar sometimes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen as many of his beers around lately. So.
No, he likes a really large format too.
Yeah.
It was like 765 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this was good. Didn't get to try any of the products because we were partying here. But my buddy Joey was there. He took a lot of photos. So we're going to put those up on the
website.
Oh,
yeah. You were supposed to get there.
Yeah.
That's what you were supposed to go to. Oh, all right.
Yeah. But then, you know, we were talking to Rob. You know, we were doing the show. We were having a good time. I'm like, yeah, we're on our way.
Yeah.
We're on our way.
So you didn't make it. You didn't even make it.
Well, we missed the event part.
Oh, okay.
But I made it in time for the game. The Sox lost 4-0.
Okay.
Dude, they a serious fall from grace out there, dude. They were in first place for like 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Now they're
maybe
like
you shouldn't have went.
now
jinxed like them.
Fucking third place now, man. I don't want to talk about it, man. All right. So, yeah. So, I went there. Yeah.
All right. Nice. I had a wedding this weekend and just 4th of July. I don't know. Everyone's barbecuing outside. Just no like events for me.
I hear that. Yeah.
Plenty of drinking, but nothing like crazy. We were drinking, clearing out Ken Hunnemeter's cellar a little bit.
Oh,
I think
yeah?
there was a lot of Bourbon County getting drank. People were just like, a lot of people I know are just like, I need some of this beer gone. So people are bringing over all these old beers that they may have that may not be good. So that's kind of been happening lately at like house parties for me.
Yeah, I hear that.
I didn't make it to any new or exciting bars.
Yeah. You still got plenty of time, man. It's perfect weather out here.
I know.
Yeah.
But then you want to be outside barbecue, and I don't want to, like, go inside to a bar.
That's
that
true.
For the winter.
That's,
right?
That's true. Yeah. Look at you making sense.
I know. Sure. But it's a good time for another neighborhood beer crawl for us.
I'd be down for that.
All right.
Yeah, for sure, man. Oh, made my annual stop over at Local Option. I maybe get over there like twice a year.
Okay.
And I actually went with Jeff Vandertuck from Side Door.
Nice. Okay.
And we were kind of joking, like, you know, Local Option is kind of like going out of town, even though you're still in town, because you don't really make it to that part of Chicago a whole lot. You know, it's by DePaul. It's like a block from like the church and the school.
Well, it's in like the middle of the neighborhood too. So
that too.
You forgot. Not that we forget about it. It's just like not on the a strip with other bars and other places you're going. You have to like go into it. Like,
exactly. Right. There's like, you know, there's like a cashmere sweater store and like a park and then Local Option,
mm-hmm.
right? And then a church, right? It's like it's different over there. So they did something called Alcohol Dependence Day where they had this killer tap list. I had something for Floyd's called $600 Lizard Shoes.
Okay.
And then they also had a beer called Iceland Pants of the Dead, which was a really cool sour beer.
That was good because I was over, this was the previous week, I was at Kuma's.
Yeah.
And they had Three Floyd's Tap Takeover. They had that beer. gotten. So yeah, that beer is really good.
Dude, it's kind of like it's like everything you want, and it's like really sour, but then it also kind of tastes like Sour Patch Kid tartness, mm-hmm. right? You know, it kind of plays how it's like play sour and sweet.
Yeah.
That's a really fun beer. Yeah. So I had that.
They had a Pilsner on at Kuma's too. That I forget what the name of it was, but that was good too.
Yeah.
Which they probably had there.
It probably was there. Yeah. A lot of Pipeworks stuff, a lot of Floyd stuff, a lot of Central Water stuff. There was a stout on called Cassian Sunset, which one of the bartenders recommended.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So that was good.
Nice. How's the local option? Same?
Yeah. It's the same local option, man. a beer list that is a pretty devastating list as far as like there's stuff on there that you don't see all the time, stuff on there that you have no idea what it is. And then they got a really nice bottle collection too, mm-hmm. of like, you know, stuff from like, you know, Scandinavia and Sweden and, you know, just like it's really an experience where you can like go enjoy stuff you know is killer and then actually try something you've never heard before.
Okay.
Which, and that's the part I like.
Does it still feel expensive? I feel like the last time I was there, which was a long time ago, I felt like every beer was $8, no matter what it was. And I was like, damn, this beer is really $6.
Yeah, it's a little higher. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You definitely pay a little bit more at local option.
Maybe you got to find the beers. Like, it's a place where you got to find the beer that, like, that one is $8 everywhere. I'll take that one.
Right. Then you won't. Then you don't think about it.
Yeah.
You know, then you do it that way. You don't think about it. Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So hang out with Jeff.
Yeah. So because Jeff's having, there was this, like, roundtable discussion. Jeff's got this friend. He's got the concept in New York that he wants to build. So he has some kind of strategy session. And that's how we ended up, you know, going to local option this week. Oh, he had a couple really cool beers at his place at Side Door, which is next to Lowry's Prime Rib.
Okay.
So he had something called the Omnipolo Phantom Morgana, which was like this really small batch IPA. And then there was this sour collab. It was a goose with Boone and McKellar. It was a black label Boone sour. Nice. Those are both really solid. So
we should just get him to sponsor the show and be like, this is what's on tap this week over there. This segment's brought to you by Side Door.
Right. I mean, because he's got a good list, man. he's got a good program over there.
Like this idea. All right. So that's, I think you're on something. That's pretty fun. Pretty fun week for you, and then fireworks and all that good stuff for the 4th of July.
And fireworks, hanging out at the beach, doing absolutely nothing. Nice. Yeah. Fun, man. Summertime in the city, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just hanging out. That's kind of what happens.
That's what happens, man. Yeah, events are cool, but yeah, just being outside, doing your thing outside is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we dive into this weekend then? Or this weekend / whatever's happening?
Yeah, up? So let's get into it, man. Big festival this weekend up north. It's the Square Roots Fest in Lincoln Square.
Okay, not to be confused with Square Kegs.
Not be confused with Square Kegs, which is the homebrew club. Yeah. But what is also in that neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a three-day fest. It's a music fest. But what I like about it is that they're going to have 30 regional beers. They're going to have 14 local breweries over the 3 days. Yeah, so you'll see everything from, you know, the Northman, which is up there, to Rev and Lagunitas, and even, like, you know, Temperance and Beguile. Right?
Nice.
Just to name a few.
So this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th through the 10th up in Lincoln Square.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Does it take over, like, a whole block, or is it?
Yeah, it does. It's a street festival. So you've got the really big park up there, Wells Park.
Yeah.
And this sits on the block that, Wells Park sits on, right? Okay. So you got the park and then whatever that side street is. So it runs up and down that street for like 2 or 3 blocks.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so I know it's a fundraiser. And what's cool is that it's actually like one of those donation things. So it's not like a crazy $30 ticket.
So you don't have to pay.
You don't
like
have to pay.
$5 donation.
Yeah, it's like a suggestion. Suggested donation.
Okay.
You know, you go in, you know, and it's a mini beer fest with like, you know, artists and musicians mm-hmm. and, you know, stuff for kids. Yeah. That's a good time. I've been to that before. I really dug it.
Nice, cool. Happening Thursday before that, Virtue Cider is releasing a new beer.
Virtue Cider is back. They've got deeper pockets than they had the last time we talked about Virtue Cider.
Right.
Yeah. I think they were acquired by Goose. Well, the story said they were acquired by Goose Island.
They're acquired by Goose Island.
Yeah.
Which is really acquired by...
Which got acquired by AB.
So, yeah. So Virtue Cider got acquired by AB.
Right, yeah.
But this is their Michigan Brute. release party from 6 to 10 at Money Gun on Lake Street. I've never been to Money Gun.
Yeah, I think that's the crew. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's like the Au Cheval crew. Yeah, like that's one of their bars.
All right, and then Money Gun, they're going to have Money Gun, or not Money Gun, they got Michigan Brute bottles, Michigan Brute ice cream, Michigan Brute slushies.
Really?
Yeah.
When is this, man?
It's Thursday, July 7th. From seven to 10, 7 to close. It's their limited release bottle cider. It does not say anything else about this. I bet it's made with all Michigan apple. I don't really know too much about it. Yeah. But it seems, you know, cider slushies. That seems kind of cool.
That does sound cool. I dig the Mitten, which is their barrel-aged cider from them, and then their first one was Red Streak.
Red Streak.
That was the only two that I know from Virtue.
And they got Lapinette.
Oh, yeah, Lapinette. The, what is that, the rabbit, right?
Yeah. They got, like, new labels and stuff. Like, looking at this one says a cider brute. Like, it's brute. Brute must be, like, a cider term.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need to go to this thing and find out what's going on.
I guess so. Money Gun. Man, I feel like I should...
It's like around the corner from Haymarket.
Yeah. It's on Lake Street. Yeah. So, what's that address here? It's 660 Lake Street.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right around, go to Haymarket, go to Virtue, get this event, and then go over to Haymarket.
Yeah.
All right. Check that out. Anything else happening this weekend then?
That's all I got. Some big festivals next weekend that we'll tackle next week.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Wasn't there Tour de Fat?
Oh, yeah. Tour de Fat in Lincoln Square.
All right.
No, Lincoln. No. Logan Square. And Logan Square.
Other square.
Yeah, the other square. Yeah.
So that's always, that's kind of, is that put on by the New Belgium folks?
Yeah, that's New Belgium. It's basically New Belgium's circus that promotes, basically promotes Mother Earth, right? Like you having a responsible footprint and, you know, promotes like biking and, you know. I don't know, probably like, you know, recycling and that, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know? And then they actually, they donate a big chunk of that money to, last year was Westtown Bikes. So they find a bike shop and then the bike shop got like 40 grand last year from them.
Oh, nice. Okay. You know?
Yeah. Just to, yeah, that's actually pretty cool. It's a traveling circus that promotes, sustainable practices.
Yeah, I think every year I say, I should go to this.
Right.
And then I don't go. I don't know what. But I think it happens Saturday and Sunday. I think it's like a weekend thing.
Yeah, yeah. Right in the heart of Logan, man. Mm-hmm. So.
And you could ride, I think they have like games and other like, bike. You can ride like fun bikes.
Yeah, you know, like kids can like get their face painted. Like you might, you know, get your bike fixed, you know, like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, that kind of stuff's important.
Yeah.
You know, and then like you need people to respect, people who have cars need to respect people on bikes, man. I rode my bike to work and it was awesome, but riding it home, not so awesome. You know, you're on Elston at 4 o'clock and they're like so disrespectful in the bike lane.
Right. Do you have a different view of this now that you've had a car and drove around the city?
Dude, like totally, totally. Some streets are cool, but overall, especially if you're in the loop, the vibe is like, hey, the bike lane is to park in and let me open my door even though you're coming down the fucking bike lane and you know it's a bike lane because there's a bike symbol in it. Like,
but it's hard as a driver too, like you may not see that biker, like you really just did not see them, like you're focused on a lot of stuff too. So I don't know, I drive and bike, so I understand the woes of both.
It's wild, man. It's a conversation that needs to be had, and I support, you know, this Tour de Bat thing, man, and events like it, because that's important, especially in this town, man.
Yeah. You know? Sure. So check that out. So two great fests happening this weekend, both all weekend, so check those out.
Yeah.
That's really all of our events. We got big ones next weekend. And then...
Yeah, man. Chicago Open Air, that's a three-day festival at Toyota Park. They're going to have like 6 breweries there, and then, of course, Pitchfork, but those are both next week.
Yeah, okay. So we'll talk more about that. I got to get my Pitchfork Friday ticket for Carly Rae. Still.
Oh, yeah, man. That's as far as you're concerned, it's the Carly Rae show.
Yeah, it's like
what I like about Pitchfork, though, is that they do make beers every single year, while Goose Island does.
Yeah.
There's a beer every single year. So, you know, Run the Jewels, Sharon Van Etten, Chance the Rapper,
yeah,
they've all had beers produced for them by Goose for the fest. Okay. Yeah, like collabs with those guys.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, before we get out of here, any beer news to chat about?
We got a little bit of beer news, man. So Half Acre They have a collaboration beer with Shorts called Freedom of 78. So they haven't made this beer in 5 years.
Oh, I was like, I remember that beer. It's in 5 years. Shit.
It's been a long time, man.
I was like, that beer is really good.
So it's an IPA with guava, and they decided to make it again after a 5 year absence. So
in my head, it was here all the time. It's been here this whole time. The summer America 4th of July beer.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it's on draft as of July 1st, and it'll be in Bombers around town starting July 1st.
No cans?
As well. No cans.
Was it never in cans?
No, because back then they only did the flagship beers in cans.
Oh, okay.
So what was it? The Over Ale, Half Acre,
Daisy Cutter, and Gossamer.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, Gossamer. Quick on the draw, I miss, man. Gossamer.
Yeah, man, those are fun beers. I don't know what. Oh, they moved to a seasonal rotation. So right. they scrapped those.
Right. And Pony replaced Gossamer.
Yeah, the flagship beers. Over in Brussels, man, they converted their former stock exchange to a Belgian beer temple.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so
got rid of it completely?
No, the stock exchange moved to a different location.
Like, we don't need this.
They got rid of the stock market in Brussels, no.
Like Brexit.
We're done. It's fucking over. We're leaving. No, they it moved to another location, the stock exchange. So the old building, they're like, hey, let's just turn it into a dedication, a showcase for Belgian beers, for old breweries and new breweries. And that's important in a place like Belgium, they were saying, because even if you're in the eastern part of Belgium, like, you won't get beers from the west because there's so many breweries. Like, Belgium's basically the size of Maryland, and they got like 480 breweries.
Oh, geez,
you know what
okay.
I mean? Like, so concentrated. So, I mean, this sounds cool. If you can get beers from all over Belgium, I think you win with this thing.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Okay. I saw in beer news related, because we've talked about Whirly Ball here.
Yeah.
On the show,
we've had the guys, the Whirly Ball guys, on the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adam. We had
Chance,
Adam.
Chance the rapper went on a tirade on Twitter. Kanye style tweet rant.
Kanye's influencing these young guys. Chance just turned 21. He just started drinking. He's been fucking listening to Kanye. Now he's ranting.
Yeah. But Whirly Ball has had a crazy dress code, and then today they changed this. They had a very targeted dress code where it was like no chains.
Right, like
no hats with words on them, basically, right? Something like that, right? I don't know what the actual I didn't even look at the dress code. I just knew about the Twitter rant, and then saw that they changed it.
I mean, so this is interesting because, on a side note, he doesn't have a record deal at all. Like, this, the idea that somebody who's not signed to a major label has this kind of influence when he tweets, is interesting.
Yeah.
And then he's making beers with Goose Island, and this guy this guy's like 22.
Right. So he likes beer because he's made this beer with Goose Island. He hangs around town at all these different good beer places, and I'm sure he was going there maybe to play Whirly Ball, but also they have good beer.
Yeah, and they got a really good tap list over there.
So I don't. Did you read the Twitter rant? Like, was he denied?
I think he just said he felt uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the overall thing. Hmm. Yeah. Hey, I feel it's hard for me to get to my beer here and enjoy it right now. I think he was speaking from that space. That's what it sounded like.
Okay.
So
it's weird, like at Whirly Ball. Like, I guess at a club, I get it. Like, that's a club. Like, whatever, you're paying a cover. But Whirly Ball. Like, I don't know. Do you remember the old Whirly Ball? That place. Man, like, better wear shoes because there might be glass on the floor.
Now you get this new space, and you don't know how to behave now. You know, now you don't know how to act. Now you're coming up with these weird laws. Yeah.
So I saw that. Anything else? Chicago drinking related or beer and news in the world?
For sure. So Lagunitas, man, Chicago's largest brewery, has decided to take a stake in three smaller breweries.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, so I guess, making $500 million wasn't really, that's not the end of the game for them. Like, they want to have some more fun. They're investing in the smaller breweries. So here's a list of the breweries. The South End Brewery and Smokehouse in Charleston, South Carolina will now become the Lagunitas Tap Room.
Okay.
Brew pub. Yeah. There's a brewery in Austin, Texas called Independence Brewing. They're just floating them cash. It sounds like they're making a small investment in the brewery.
Okay.
Right. And then brewery number three is a 24-year-old brewery in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa isn't far from where Russian River is.
No. What's the name of it?
It's called Moonlight Brewing.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
So it sounds like they just do draft beers. They just do them in a really small footprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What? This is confusing.
Lagunitas U.S. Holdings has made investments in two of those three breweries, and they bought the third one.
So they have their own holding company, but the Mexican brewery owns them?
Well,
right?
No, it is confusing. So Heineken out of Holland or Amsterdam. They bought 50% of Lagunitas. So Lagunitas had a board, and then they had like five seats. Now I think like two of the seats are like Heineken seats.
But it was to get into Mexico.
It was to get into Mexico because apparently they have a hard time. You can't just show up and sell beer in Mexico.
Right.
Yeah, so the Heineken deal apparently was all about distribution. And we talked to the...
Does Heineken own Modelo, or is that different? Is Modelo is its own...
No. I think you're partially right though. No, because like Modelo, even though I think Modelo in the U.S. is a different subsidiary from Modelo in other countries.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I think the rights are different. So okay. the same crew doesn't own Modelo worldwide.
All right.
So it's like so Lagunitas is trying to get into Mexico and can't. You know who else had this problem was the Kettle One guys. When we went to that oysters lunch, it was an oyster and vodka lunch. Kettle One was saying, hey, you know, we sold a percentage of our company to the same crew that owns Guinness. And the name escapes me, but it's like the umbrella company that owns Guinness, because it's like it's really hard, you know, to be from one country and sell your spirits in another.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, so they took...
So they have that. So Heineken owns part of them, but then they have their own investment... Right. Arm that doesn't involve Heineken.
Doesn't involve Heineken at all, and probably took some of the Heineken cash to go invest in other small breweries. Kind of what Goose Island is doing. I mean,
a little different.
A little bit different. I think the initial investment in Goose Island from Anheuser-Busch was like 15%, and this was like, you know, 2008, just a cash injection. And that's how it started. Yeah, so Lagunitas is doing something on a much smaller scale, but, you know, not a whole lot different from what AB was doing.
Feels right? Weird.
It does.
I feel like it seems super shady.
They're taking this smokehouse brewery called South End in Charleston and rebranding it the Lagunitas Brew Pub.
Right.
Like, you're done. Here's a bag full of money. Beat it. You are now Lagunitas.
Like, we like the spot.
Yeah, yeah. This way, I mean, but I kind of get it, like, you know. He's not done. He sold half his company to Heineken, but he wants to like continue to grow Lagunitas and still continue to have smaller projects other than the Heineken one.
Right, and I guess it makes sense to have these smaller ones. Like, he can't go open another brewery the size of Chicago somewhere else at the moment.
Right, so just make affiliations in cities that he likes hanging out in or something like that.
And he's got Tony McGee, he's got to see like Goose doing this with brew pubs across the country, world.
Yeah. We're hearing like Toronto apparently is a go, the Toronto Goose Island brew pub.
Right.
And if it's in Toronto and, you know, the world is next, right? So we're talking Seoul, Korea. We're talking, you know what I mean? Just about everywhere, right? Mexico City.
So maybe Lagunitas sees this and be like, well, we need to do this. And there's also the 10-barrel brew pub opening in... What is it?
Yeah, even though they're from Oregon,
San Diego.
They're opening one in San Diego. Yeah, and even on another craft side, the Stone's got a second brewery in, I believe, in like what, Vermont or Ohio.
Yeah, but they also have the brewery in Belgium.
They're 100% up and running in Berlin.
Berlin, yeah.
And Germany. Yeah. So, I mean, this is the landscape now, you know. Like, and then, you know, I think Stone's also got a program where they're like trying to finance breweries that can't really acquire, you know, cash.
Okay.
To start, you know what I mean? Like they're in the process of like, you know, they're rolling out loans for breweries that
they got Kickstarter going.
They're like they're getting their Kickstarter on and you know, offering you a chance to make your dreams come true for a small percentage of your company, man. It's not just the big boys doing it now.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know if I like it. I don't like it.
I mean,
it loses some charm of like, hey, we're gonna come in your city and just franchise out, and we're gonna be like your spot, like, right? We're gonna get rid of your local hard work.
Yeah, I think it's cool when like Sierra Nevada, Oscar Blues, you know, Lagunitas open second locations on the opposite side of the country, right?
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That makes sense.
But you get to a point where it's like, it's everywhere now, and we don't care. That's how I think that's Sam Adams' problem, right? Sam Adams is everywhere. Sam Adams doesn't feel like a crap. You can get Sam Adams anytime, any place, and it's like, yeah.
Right.
Sam Adams is like going to Domino's, and that's not a bad thing. I like Domino's, if you know what I mean. But
yeah, at the same time, you're like, do I want a High Life or do I want a, you know, a Sam Adams like a lager?
Yeah.
Like, and when you start to question that, it's like, well, why am I even having either one of these?
No, right? Serious. But that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying.
And so like, that's my thought of like,
and I think that's the part where you're just like, yeah,
even if Goose Island opens all these pubs or Lagunitas, it's like, why would I go to Lagunitas pub in Texas when I could go to this other brewery, or even not even a brewery, like I have Lagunitas here, so why should I go to one if I travel somewhere else?
You're preaching to the choir.
But if I don't have a Lagunitas if I live there, so maybe that's kind of sweet, right?
Yeah, and another thing is if...
That's always the trade-off, like, oh, we didn't have Walmart in our town, now we do, and it's nice, right?
You're almost at a point now where it's like, if you're Sam Adams or Lagunitas and you don't behave this way and make these types of changes, then Miller Coors and Budweiser or Walmart will probably beat you to it.
Oh, yeah, right? The Walmart brewery, that's right. I tied this in pretty well.
That was like three, four episodes ago. We were talking about, oh, yeah, Walmart's got beer in half their fucking stores by some brewery no one's ever heard of. And we're like, oh, really? Did you, Walmart? Is that what you did?
We converted a Walmart into a brewery and just didn't tell anyone.
Like, that brewery's got a fake mustache. I'm taking that mustache off. I'm taking that fake mustache off, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, well. All right, see, more Lagunitas. All right, interesting. Yeah. Is that it? No. Went on that one? Was I to question that one more?
I questioned
my news way too much. Like, what?
It's a passionate conversation because, we want to know, man. We have opinions. We have opinions about this stuff. All right, one more bit of news, man. Mademan.com.
What?
Mademan.com. Made Man. This website. It's like a gentleman's website. I've never been to it.
Okay. But,
All right. No, but they listed the 10 best bars in America.
Okay.
According to them, and a local bar made the list. It's we've had them on the show. We actually broadcast from there once. Lynx in Wicker Park.
Oh, okay.
Made
yeah.
this list. Yeah. So they're on a list with like McKellar Bar in San Francisco, Belmont Station in Portland, Oregon, places people love. You know, Craft Pride in Austin. You know, Church Key in D.C. Yeah. Lynx Tap Room was a Chicago entry on that list. So.
All right. I guess. I like the place.
I like the place, too.
It does have a very large beer selection. I think maybe that, like Belmont Station, they go through a lot of beer. So I almost feel like that list was something where it was this brewery or this spot has a lot of different beers at all different times.
Yeah. Falling Rock in Denver. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see a theme when you look at this list. You know, Lord Hobo in Cambridge, Mass, which is now brewery as well. So
okay,
yeah,
it's good for Lynx. That's cool.
Yeah, so
nice. Yeah. All right, so that does it then.
That's it. For
I won't dive into that one too much. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not arguing about Lagunitas here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosia. I got to go to Lagunitas Saturday. That's the first time on the tour.
I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version. Got the better quality camera. I'm liking how these are looking. Looking way better than they
crisp.
Did.
Crisp.
Yeah.
So fresh.
And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're sharing events there. Lots of different photos. When we see a good tap list, we'll sometimes post it there. So. Yeah, check that out. Like us up there. And we'll be back with another episode next week. Hopefully, we'll be getting over to Beguile soon. Talk to Kevin over there and check out his new space and upstairs and skee ball.
All that good cider.
Stuff. And cider. Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Cheers.
Cheers.